Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim.
Hello?
Hello? I just got a request for $200 to come out of my bank.
Yeah. Actually, what happened, someone purchased that iPhone 11, $1,499. That's the reason you have been charged. Could you please tell me, like, did you make a transaction, $1,499?
No.
Alright, so do you want to cancel that order, ma'am? Because as I can see, someone using your all details and they are make a transaction behalf of you. So.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so do you want to cancel that order and refund your money, right, ma'am?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so could you please tell me, ma'am, do you have any mobile phone with you? Android phone, Apple iPhone?
I only use Android, so I don't understand
Android.
Why anyone...
We are going to simply help you, ma'am, to cancel that charges because which is not made by you, because someone using your details and they are make the order. That's the reason we are help you to block those people and cancel that order for you, okay? So
yep.
I request you, ma'am, can you please open the Play Store on your Android phone? Open the Play Store.
Yep.
Have you opened the Play Store?
Yep.
All right. What can you see on the Play Store?
Games. Because it's Play Store.
Alright. You need to type there ANY. You need to search over there ANY.
Yep.
DESK. DESK.
Yep. Install that.
What you have typed there, can you please tell me?
Any guess?
Yeah. And what can you see? Can you please tell me?
Any desk remote?
Yeah, give a click on install that. Have you clicked on install, ma'am?
Yep, it's installing now.
Alright, and once you see open, you need to let me know, alright?
Yep.
And have you shared your information to any outsider people or anyone else?
No.
No one. You are the only one user, right? And do you remember, like, when was the last time to use your eBay account or PayPal account?
It was to purchase the phone that I'm on now.
Alright. And apart from you, or anyone who use your details apart from you?
No.
I've opened it and said
tutorial.
To click on tutorial?
Yep.
Yeah, now what can you see?
Connection status, here you can see the connection of any desk network and all functions available, your address, and it's got like numbers.
Alright.
Remote access.
Just below the number, do you see the set password over there?
It says set password, hold on.
Can you please confirm me the address? Can you please confirm me the address?
158-308-969.
It should be 158-308-969, right?
208-969,
right?
Yep.
Alright, and just below the number, do you see the set password over there?
Yep.
Yeah, give a click on that.
Yep.
And once you give a click, just scroll down little bit, just look at the bottom, just scroll down. Do you see permission profile?
Yep.
Look, just scroll down little bit and do you see permission profile?
Choose the fourth
option, unattended access.
Yep.
So we can block those people and click on the second option, which is called enable unattended access. Click on that enable unattended access.
It says set password.
You need to type there all in a small letter. S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E- then...
Hold on, Can you start again?
It should be S, S as in Sam.
Yep.
E as in Echo. E as in
yep.
Echo. Then,
two E's.
Then C. Then C. C as in Charlie.
Is it two E's and that's the same?
No.
Or
it
one?
Should be... It should be S E. S E.
Yep.
C U. S E. C U.
Yep.
C U. Then R E. R as in Robert. E as in elephant. Then number one, number two, number three.
Sorry. It doesn't let me show it. I can't see what I've just written.
Okay, remove that. S E, S as in Sam.
E for egg.
E for egg. Then C for Charlie.
Yep.
Then U for umbrella, letter U.
Yep.
Then R, R as in Robert.
Yep.
Then E, E as in elephant.
Yep.
Then number one, number two, number three, number four.
Okay.
And make sure all in a small letter, okay? Make sure
yeah,
all
I've
in a small letter. Give a click on OK. Give a click on OK.
Yep.
Have you click on OK? Now what can you see?
It's gone back to permissions. Do not touch it. Security warning.
Do you see start now? Do you see start now?
Yes.
Click on start now.
Done.
Yeah. And now there's an option called cancel. That's close, cancel.
Yes.
Now press the home button. And as you know,
yep.
ma'am, that press the home button. Go back. What can you see? Can you please read me, ma'am?
Connection established.
eBay Secure Server. Yes. You were under the eBay Security Server. Now, as you know, that some fraud people they are using your transaction. So, what I'm going to do? Just go back your home screen.
I'm on my home screen.
Yeah, go back your home screen.
Yeah.
Are you in the home screen, right? And can you please tell me, do you have an eBay account?
Yes, I do.
Logging that and check it. That. And
when do I check?
Do you remember when was the last time to use your eBay account? Do you have any idea?
January 26th when I bought my case for
all
my phone.
All right. Do one thing. Press the home button. Go back your home screen. Now,
yep.
Now, as you know, there's some charges, $299. Someone make a charges. So, if any money was taken out from your account, so how do you check your banking statement? Do you do online banking or do you do paper?
Yes, I'm checking now.
Yeah, you need to check it that and let me know if any money was taken out or not.
No. No money's been taken out because I only have 37 cents.
All right. And apart from this bank, do you have any other bank? This is the only
no.
one bank which you have? You have the only one bank?
Yes.
And apart from nothing, do bank, right? All right. And do you use Zip?
No.
Okay. Log out from your bank and go back to your home screen. Log out from your bank.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, do you have a Zip account?
A what account?
A Zip account. Swipe your screen right to left.
I don't know what you mean. To what? I don't know what I'm looking for.
Go back to the home screen. What
I'm on my home screen.
What can you see at the home screen, right?
Just my stuff that's on the home screen.
Open the application.
Which application?
Open the Play Store.
Yep.
Yeah. And do you see that at the very top, do you see the search bar where you can type something? You need to type
yes.
here, Zip. Zip, Z, Z, Z as in zebra, letter Z. Then I as in, yeah, Zip Pay.
I don't use BitPay. I can't get BitPay.
You don't use that, right? You don't use that,
yes.
Right?
BitPay. Yes, because I have bad credit. No. No BitPay.
No BitPay. All right. Just give me a moment.
Okay, so sir, what we want to do, sir, we want to deactivate the fraudulent IPs which is going on from your device now. So what I want you to do, I want you to swipe your screen from the very bottom to top. Just swipe it up.
Yep.
Okay. Now, first of all, I just want you to swipe your screen from right to left.
Yep.
Once again, right to left. Okay, just wait. Okay, now swipe your screen from left to right again. Okay, now just wait, don't touch anything. Okay, now once again, just do one thing, swipe your screen from right to left. It's right to left. You're doing left to right.
I don't know if I'm left to right at this current point in time. I'm freaking out because someone's trying to take money out of my account. And I have three children that I need to feed.
I understand. No worries. Now, once again, can you do one thing? Can you just swipe your screen from right to left?